What the fuck? What the fuck? So the gyms have just opened again and I'm unsure whether to go back in. I have a lot to the gym, of course, my Adonis physique, my last show observational about my relationship with my personal trainer. But the gym has also been the scene of the crime of the rudest person ever to cross my path. Now, there are rude people in the gym. The main bit of rudeness is people thinking they own the gym. There are many people at my gym, and presumably yours, that think they own the gym. They put a towel down on a piece of equipment. They own that piece of equipment. They put several towels down. They own several pieces of equipment. They lay down about 25 towels. That's the whole gym. They own the whole gym. So I start using a piece of equipment. Oh, I'm using that. Well, you're not, are you? Because I am. But you were using another piece of equipment. Yeah, but that's my towel. The fucking towel. The fucking towel. That's the way, of course, you claim your favourite sun lounger, isn't it, by the pool? Waking up at 6 a.m. and laying your towel on the sun lounger. Well, you know what? You know what? Fuck your towels. Towels aren't the law, are they? The sun lounger or the equipment is yours when and only when your arse is upon it. A towel is not law. That's my point. The things you say, your purple prose just gives you away. The things you say, you're unbelievable. The towel is not law. I've been so stress-free doing exercise from home. I've been doing the Caroline Gervin 50-day epic program. All you need is two dumbbells and a towel to lay down anywhere and claim it's your home, like Paul Young does with his hat. Listen to that episode. Two dumbbells and a towel, that's all you need. You don't need the gym. I've achieved more fitness in the last year than I did in years at the gym. The gym is a swizz. It's a swizz. There are TVs, other people distracting you. You never get anything achieved apart from being annoyed by other people. Thinking they own the gym. But the most annoying thing ever to happen in the gym, and possibly my life and all of your lives, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable. I'm using this piece of equipment. I'm bench pressing, probably upwards of 65 kg. That's how I roll. Perhaps as much as 67.5 kg. But mainly I'm on my phone. I'm watching the soap opera Doctors. On a silent television. That's what you do at the gym, isn't it? A tragic pursuit at very best. I stand up from the equipment and a woman approaches me, sniffs me, never the best start to an interaction, and says, "You've got BO." Unbelievable. Unbelievable. She repeats, "You've got BO. This lady's about 50. She's got all the fucking gym gear. She's got the pink and the orange and the Nike and the fluffy socks, the headband. She's got it all going on. And unfortunately, I go to the gym looking like shit. Looking like I've just got out of bed. I look like shit, but I do not smell like shit. I make sure of that. Of course I do. I use deodorant. I'm an adult. I've not got BO. So I say to her, "No, I haven't. I haven't got BO. Then she says, "Can you follow me?" Like, what the fuck? I'm like a rabbit trapped in the headlights of this oncoming onslaught of rudeness. So without thinking, I follow her out to the corridor just off the gym on the way to the changing rooms. She stops. I look at her and I say, "What is this? Do you own the gym or something?" And she says, "Yes. Yes, I do. I own the gym." Finally, after years of people acting like they own the gym, here's the person that actually owns the gym. I wish we'd met in better circumstances. Because she then repeats, "Yes, we've been getting complaints of the smell of BO. And it's you. You've got BO. Haven't you? You've got BO. What the fuck? What the fuck? Whoa, what the fuck? Whoa, bad. You burden me with your questions. You have to tell me no lies. You're always asking me why it's so bad. Don't listen to my replies. You say to me, you've got BO. When I say I don't, I'm a fool. These times I've spent, I've realized I'm gonna shoot through. I'll leave you the things you say. Your purple praise just gives you away the things you say. You're unbelievable. You're unbelievable. You're so unbelievable." So I then did something I never thought I would do at the gym. In front, certainly not in front of the gym owner, I lifted one arm and sniffed my armpit. I was a little bit nervous because an accusation makes you question yourself, doesn't it? If someone is saying something, then it must be true, but of course it wasn't true. Even though I too can actually smell BO in the gym. So I said, "I can smell BO, but it's not me. I don't have BO." "Have a smell." So the owner of the gym sticks her nose into my armpit. Had a little think. Let the sniff, kind of the whiff, swill around her nose like she was testing wine. And then she said, "Oh yes, you're right. It's not you." And then she just walked off back into the gym. That was it. You're unbelievable. No apology. No nothing. She just walked off. Unbelievable. That is the rudest thing anyone has ever done to me. And there's some stiff competition. Horrific. No apology. Find out there's only one thing worse than people who think they own the gym, the actual owner of the fucking gym. So that's the main reason I'm cancelling. Yes, I'm wasting my time, really. The soap opera doctors with the sound off trying to guess what the plot is. That's wasting my time. The only reason I'll quit anything, really, is rudeness. So I have about 3 weeks left on my membership before it runs out. So my plan is to go into the gym one day, lay down 300 towels, covering the whole gym, and then technically by law, the gym will be mine. That will make her sweat. Actually, looking back, she said she'd gone around a few people looking for the culprit. I think looking back, it was her. It was her that had BO. The trouble with rude people is we often ignore them, don't we? Well, I've got nothing to lose now. I'm going on a 3-week quest to get to the bottom of who stinks at that gym. I think it's her. I'm on a stench quest. Call me Hercule Poirot. I'm on a mission to hunt down and kill this odour. I'm B.O. Baracus. I'm going to lay down a towel. And I'm going to own this fucking town. What the fuck? You're unbelievable. Lots of love.